Names. They're more than just labels, right? But what if I told you we have a whole media company dedicated to exploring the cultural significance of names through podcasts?
Oh, that's an intriguing concept. Tell me more about your company and their unique approach.
Well, it's called Name and Culture Media, and we're doing something pretty innovative in the podcasting world. We produce podcasts centered around people, places, and things with popular first or last names. Each podcast has its own dedicated host who shares that particular name. For example, our first podcast is called The Cuz Wilson Show, where the host, Kenny Wilson, talks about topics such as famous Wilsons from history to Wilsons today. Kenny has guest hosts named Wilson and talk about Wilson-branded products, a mountain named Wilson Peak, towns named Wilson or Wilsonville, and of course, the origin of the name Wilson.
That's a clever way to create content that feels personal to listeners. How did this idea come about?
It's actually a pretty interesting story. The founder, Kenneth Thomas Wilson, has been fascinated by names for quite some time. Back in 1990, he took his son Cortland to a sporting goods store and asked the manager if he could gather products made by the Wilson Sporting Goods Company and surround him to make a Christmas card photo. This simple act sparked a lifelong interest in names and their cultural significance.
That's such a creative idea for a Christmas card. So how did this evolve from a fun photo idea to a full-fledged media company?
Well, it was a gradual process. In 2005, Wilson wanted to learn more about website building software. So to learn its features, he decided to create a site exploring the history of his surname. He quickly became hooked on learning about the history associated with his name. Then he started noticing companies and products named Wilson. As podcasting gained popularity, he saw it as the perfect platform to share his discoveries about Wilson in a fun and engaging way.
You know, it's fascinating how personal interest can evolve into something much bigger. What kind of content can listeners expect from these name-focused podcasts?
There are segments in each podcast episode to explore history, awards, musicians, athletes, inventors, and much more, like trivia, contests, fundraising for nonprofits that bear the name, and local meetups. Each podcast will have intro and exit music by musicians with the name.
That's quite a diverse range of topics. Are there any limitations on the content they cover?
Actually, yes. We have made a conscious decision to avoid topics like politics, true crime, or religion. There are plenty of podcasts with those topics to find. We're really focusing on the positive and fun aspects of names and their cultural significance. This approach keeps the content lighthearted and accessible to a wide audience.
That's probably a wise choice. It keeps things fun and avoids potential controversies. I'm curious about the community aspect of this. Have you managed to build a following around this concept?
We're definitely building a vibrant community. The whole idea behind Name and Culture Media is to celebrate identity and explore the tapestry of names that have shaped our world. We're not just looking at famous names, but also everyday people who have accomplishments in a given field, industry, or activity. This approach creates a sense of belonging and connection among listeners who share the featured names.
That's really heartwarming. It's like they're creating a sense of belonging for people through their names. Do you have plans to expand beyond individual name-focused podcasts?
We do. In fact, we've already started branching out. We have their own podcast called The Cuz Culture Show, which takes a broader look at names in general. We cover topics like funny real-life names. Can you imagine being named Justin Time, Bend Over, or Kneel Down? Yes, there are real people with those names.
Oh, wow, those are some unfortunate names. But I can see how that would make for some entertaining content. What other topics do they cover in this show?
We also explore name-related curiosities, like how you can visit over 10 European towns without ever leaving Texas. Places like Paris, Dublin, London, and Athens. We delve into all sorts of name-related trivia and facts. For instance, we provide lists of the most popular names so listeners can see where their name ranks and find out how many people in the world share their name. We might discuss the cultural significance of naming traditions in different parts of the world, or explore how names have evolved over time.
That's such a fun mix of content. I can see why people would be drawn to these shows. It's like a perfect blend of trivia, history, and personal connection. I'm curious about how they handle names that might have negative associations or complicated histories. Do you know anything about their approach to that?
That's a great question. Even though the name Karen has a negative connotation for a woman in today's world, it's actually pretty recent. We will give the source or background on attitudes with such names in culture today.
That makes sense. It's a delicate balance, I'm sure. You know, the more we talk about this, the more I'm intrigued by the whole concept. It's not just about entertainment. It seems like there's a deeper mission here.
Absolutely. The goal of these podcasts isn't just to provide interesting facts. It's to create a sense of connection and community. In a world that can often feel divided, the idea of finding connection through something as simple as a name is quite powerful. It's a reminder that our names are more than just labels. They're connections to history, culture, and community.
That's really beautiful when you think about it. Do you think this concept could have applications beyond podcasting?
You know, that's an interesting thought. Given our background in website creation, we're already thinking about ways to expand the concept. We will create interactive websites for each name, allowing people to explore their name's history and connect with others who share it. You could find a plumber in your community that shares your name, and they may give you a Cuz discount. There is a Cuz merch site where you can find about 100 different products with artwork and personalized with your name on it.
Oh, I love that idea. I could buy a coffee cup, beach towel, or a yoga mat with my name on it so people won't steal it. Or maybe a friend's name as a gift for special occasions like baby showers, weddings, birthdays, and holidays.
Exactly. We will even have private label coffee, hot sauce, salsa, and more with your name on it. Think Carl's Coffee, Johnny's Juice Hot Sauce, or Stevie's Salsa.
Oh, how fun. I think that's the real power of what name and culture media is doing. You're tapping into a curiosity that we all have about our own identities. It's like they're giving us permission to be interested in something that's been right in front of us our whole lives.
That's a great way to put it. And in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information and entertainment options, there's something refreshingly personal about content that's literally made for you. Or at least, for your name. It's a unique way of cutting through the noise and creating a genuine connection with the audience.
Definitely. It's a clever approach to creating content that feels both broadly appealing and intimately personal. I'm really interested to see how this concept evolves and grows in the future.
Well, as we wrap up today's episode, I think it's safe to say that name and culture media has given a lot to think about. We want to remind us of the power of names that connect us, inspire us, and make us smile. Whether it's a famous historical figure who shares your name, a quirky product bearing your surname, or simply the realization that thousands of others around the world answer to the same name as you, there's something magical about exploring the cultural significance of names.
And that's really what name and culture media is tapping into, that magic. You're creating a space where every name is celebrated, where identity becomes a source of joy and connection rather than division.
Absolutely. As we sign off, I encourage all our listeners to take a moment to reflect on their own names. What stories does your name hold? What connections might you discover? And the next time you see your name on a street sign or hear it in the news, remember, you're part of a larger story. A tapestry of names that shapes our world in countless ways.
Thank you all for tuning in to the Cuz Culture Show. Until next time, celebrate your name and all the names around you. Who knows what stories you might uncover?